Today's New Testament reading is from Hebrews, the 10th chapter. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. For if we go on sinning deliberately after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a fearful expectation of judgment and a fury of fire that will consume the adversaries. Anyone who has set aside the law of Moses dies without mercy on the evidence of two or three witnesses. How much worse punishment do you think will be deserved by the one who has spurned the Son of God and has profaned the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified and has outraged the Spirit of grace? For we know him who said, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay." And again, the Lord will judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But recall the former days when, after you were enlightened, you endured a hard struggle with sufferings, sometimes being publicly exposed to reproach and affliction, and sometimes being partners with those so treated. For you had compassion on those in prison, and you joyfully accepted the plundering of your property, since you knew that you yourselves had a better possession and an abiding one. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. For yet a little while, and the coming one will come, and will not delay, but my righteous one shall live by faith. And if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who have faith and preserve their souls. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Alan Wohlenberg from Concordia Lutheran Church in Sikeston, Missouri.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. My dear friends in Christ, how shall we face our day-to-day tasks? How shall we Christians face the prospect of persecution? How shall we stand our ground, especially when we face all of the moral and theological decay of this and every day? We ponder such questions and find ourselves in something of a quandary. But let me ask you this by way of dealing with these kinds of questions. Do you know anybody who is a good theorist? That person is able to talk on a particular subject. They might be able to talk to you about auto mechanics, about engine rebuilding, about fuel injection, brakes, and all such kinds of things. And then when you ask them to fix your car, they say, "Well, I'm sorry, but I can't." That's where the expression sometimes arises, that those who can do, and those who can't teach. May God forbid that that would be true of any of us with respect to the Christian faith. We can, and we do, because we know that Jesus Christ is the perfect sacrifice for sin, and we know that Christ, who died as the altogether perfect payment for the sins of the world, has risen again. There are many ways to summarize the book of Hebrews, this sermon, if you will. One of the ways that I summarize the book of Hebrews is to say that the writer to the Hebrews writes to a mostly Jewish audience, and he says, you guys, it is a wonderful thing to be Jewish. We have the traditions. We have the festivals. We have the Old Testament scriptures. We have so many things. But my dear Jewish friends, never, ever, ever, ever forget that Jesus is the fulfillment. To be Jewish is indeed a wonderful thing for us, yet if we forget the fulfillment of all things Jewish, then we will miss the Lord Jesus, our Savior. It is easy, you see, to talk about the faith, but not to live it. The Christian faith is not merely theoretical. We don't just talk about the prophecies of Jesus in the Old Testament. We don't just talk about the miracles which our Lord Christ performed. We don't just talk about the words which Jesus spoke. To talk about the faith in a merely theoretical way means that when push comes to shove, when difficulties arrive, when trial or tribulation come to us, when there is sickness in our lives or disappointment or persecution or whatever else there might be, then we will give up the faith. And the writer to the Hebrews says, what good would that be? That would set us outside of God's grace. It would be foolishness for us to quit meeting together, as some have indeed done. We don't want to trample the glorious work of Jesus Christ, the perfect Savior, underfoot. We don't want to profane His holy blood, which washes away our sins. We dare not outrage God, the Holy Spirit, whose work is to give us this faith in Christ. To put it the way that St. Paul put it in 1 Corinthians 15, if only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men. But Christ has been raised from the dead. My dear friends, the Lord Jesus Christ is not theoretical. He is different from the Old Testament sacrifices which were dead before they were even sacrificed. He is different from the Old Testament priests who, generation after generation after generation, offered up those dead sacrifices. And who all these priests themselves are now all dead. Christ was the living, perfect sacrifice for sins. Christ is the one who has risen victoriously. We hold unswervingly, the NIV says, we hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. We consider how to stir one another on to love and good works. God is faithful. Christ is the sacrifice for sins. Christ has risen again. He is our life. He is our Christian hope. In Him we trust. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We thank Pastor Alan Wohlenberg from Concordia Lutheran Church in Sikeston, Missouri, for today's meditation on God's Word.